third Perek of Chulin, sixth Mishnah. We have ended the Mishnahs on Hilchos Treifos, and now we're talking about Simonei Taira. How do we see if an animal or bird is from the kosher type? Simonei Behemah V'chayah Nemar Min HaTaira. The Simonim of the Behemah V'chayah written in the Taira. In order to be kosher, it has to chew its cuds and have split hooves. It's missing one of the two. It's behemoth to me. It's not kosher. Simana oif loy neemnu. The Torah does not explicitly say what simana a bird has. Aval amar chachamim kol oif hadoyres tamei. If a bird is doyres, it chaps the food in its claws before it eats it. And some say is that he eats the prey before it dies. All these are tummy, no matter what other simonim it has. Aside from that, there are three other simonim, which is etzba yaseira, has three toes in the front and one in the back, not two and two. And zefek is a crap, part of the digestive system. Kukavon or niklaf, it's kukavon, which I don't remember the exact English word for kukavan, but it's also part of the digestive system, can be peeled off. If it has those three things, it's tar. Rav Elezman, Tzadikonim Kaloif HaKhoilik Yisragel of Tomei. If it splits, when you put it on something to stand on, a string or something to stand on, it has 2 feet in the front, 2 in the back, that's also a sign that it's a type of doyres, this predatory bird, which is not kosher. The simon for these four simon, if you want to know, is tzipor. Tzipor means kosher bird. How is it? You take the second letter of everyone. Etzba Yitzayir, the second one is a tzaddik, and zefik is a pei, and kukavan is vav, and doyres is the resh.